We could just call this Apple Pie Saturday broadcast of Rosie on the House. We're honoring veterans and celebrating the victory of World War II, as well as honoring our mothers. What could be more apple pie than that, right?
Not much.
Huh? Hey, in today's show, we're going to have a lot of fun running up all 4 hours. In the 8 o'clock hour, of course, we're going to have our tree expert in, John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service. We'll be talking anything and everything about all kinds of trees. He'll be bringing in a particular favorite type of tree he wants to talk about today. That'll be a surprise. We don't know what that variety is yet, but we'll find out at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, we have open hour, where any project you're trying to tackle about remodeling, maintaining, or repairing your house, home, castle, or cabin, you would call us at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348, and we'll put our building experience in Arizona to work for you and help you, give you tips of the tricks of the trade and favorite tools that we like in getting different projects done, as well as brand names of things that we recommend, so on and so forth. And then at 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about kitchen remodeling and what you can expect to get for each particular investment level. And today we're talking kitchens. Next week we're going to be talking bathrooms. And I just returned from Boulder, Colorado, where I was there for a week with about 60 contractors from all across the country. And I took our costs and I said, you know, for a medium kitchen, for a nice kitchen, for a luxury kitchen, what would you expect to pay in your neighborhood? So I have the results of all those contractors. And it's amazing how consistent that number is from Vermont to Florida,
really,
to Portland and Seattle, right here, Arizona, Boulder, Denver. It was incredible to me, very surprising how consistent the number was. So we'll be sharing all that in the 10 o'clock hour. If you've got a particular kitchen remodel project in mind, then make sure you stay tuned for that 10 o'clock hour. Special guest calling in. Let's see if we can bring in a special guest caller.
I will, and I didn't want to interrupt you a moment ago.
Yeah.
When y'all were talking just about y'all's Mother's Day, but happy Mother's Day, Mom. I would have to say, I don't know how you did it all. You were talking, baby Kay had 8, we were 1 of 6, we've got 4 now, and man, you think, this is only half of what Mama Kay had, and Mom had 2 more than this? I don't know how y'all
One day at a time. And it goes so fast, Romy, enjoy every day.
Well, someone else wants to say something for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
What? Happy Mother's Day, Katie.
And I have to say, I would agree. And just thinking back, I think the worst thing that could happen to me as a mom is if one of my kids ended up being a swimmer.
I wish it upon you, dear.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't know how you had 5 other kids and you and or dad were at every single one of those meets.
Well,
it's incredible.
We loved it.
It was a time commitment.
The only ones I really resented really were the ones at the ASU swimming pool. That was
brutal.
That was the hottest little hole where they have that swimming pool.
Couldn't even catch a breeze in that
one. No, you couldn't catch a breeze.
Do you think they would have remodeled it by now? Terrible.
They put some fans in there or something. But yeah, we sat through a few swimming meets, that's for sure. You sit there 4 hours to watch your daughter do a 28-second 50-yard butterfly.
Good job. That's what we're here for.
It was always worth it, Miss Katie.
Thank you, honey.
Have a great day, Mama.
Thank you very much.
All right, so there you go. And you had some additional material you want to talk about on the National Hardware Show?
Well, I just wanted to wrap up real quick on the Pet Expo.
Yeah.
There was a category that I just really thought a lot of, and it was more of a service idea for your dogs rather than dressing them up in tutus. There are dogs that they use for Hospice of the Valley to visit sick patients. That's the Hospice of the Valley Pet Connection. There was one called Dogs on Deployment, where you take care of a soldier's pet while they're gone.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
And then that makes a lot more sense than a tutu for foo-foo.
And then they had Soldier's Best Friend for traumatized vets, where they supply these very gentle, comforting dogs. So I really appreciated that part of the show. For
now,
sure.
Part of our Mother's Day experience is Monday we're going out to Romy's little ranch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take the horses. I'm gonna put a skirt on his horse.
How about his goat?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a skirt on his goat.
Well, Now I'll talk about the National Hardware Show. So there was all these. There really were cool products up there, but they're always in process. And Becky, our researcher, was just up at the National Hardware Show. And here's some of the things that they are breaking out for the dogs now. They have training collars with an app on your phone, so you can control your dog from an app.
Can you shock them?
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. I wonder what they meant by that.
Yeah.
And then they have, this is my favorite, Bowser beer. It's chicken broth in a beer can so that they can have the tailgate with you. You bring your dog to the tailgate and they can have fun. And they had illuminated vests.
The redneck's life is now complete. Beer for the dog.
You betcha. So anyway, they just had a lot of fun. And they have automatic feeders that you can also control from your app. And you can, and little cams, you can keep track of your dogs while you go and look in the house. Anyway.
Okay.
So if you've got money burning a hole in your pocket somewhere, you just call us. We'll find a way to help you spend
time. I'm anxious to make the National Hardware Show next year.
Well, so. We still have a lot to cover when Becky gets her notes all done. We're going to have a lot to talk about. There is such an exciting place to be.
It is my understanding. She came back with reams and reams of notes. So
yeah.
She was pretty excited. So, hey, you know, we're always getting letters here at Rosie on House from our listeners. And the other day, I mispronounced a particular city town's name here in Arizona. I said Casa Grande.
What are you supposed to say?
Well, here is like one of the nicest notes I've ever received. They're correcting me. They're saying Rosie. And they didn't give me a return address. They didn't sign their name.
Chicken.
They didn't do it. So I can't thank them. I can't send them a dining certificate down to B. Dillon's there or anything like that. So, dear Rosie, I love listening to your informative radio program and hearing your expert advice on the various topics discussed. I'd like to share this bit of info with you. The words Casa Grande are Spanish for house large or large house. We don't have the words Casa Grande in English dictionary, so they need to be pronounced as the Spanish words that they are. The correct pronunciation of Casa Grande and the town named this is Casa Grande.
I will forever remember that.
Casa Grande. And they close it by saying, have a wonderful day, Rosie on the House fan.
That's very dear.
Casa Grande. So whoever you are, I don't know if you live down in Casa Grande or you were just listening to the show, but thanks for getting me corrected. It was kind of like the one broadcast we were doing on the Dove of the Desert mission below Tucson, and I kept calling it San Xavier. But fortunately then, of course, I had my big sister call in live on air and correct me.
She wasn't quite so gentle, was she?
That was special. That was special. Okay. But I will tell you this. The one thing I did develop a conviction of in my travels through Germany is how alert and, I don't know, just how more alive I felt in the foreign country, constantly trying to figure out everything when you didn't speak the language, you didn't understand the road signs.
A heightened sense of awareness.
It's a heightened sense of awareness. I'm taking up Spanish that I'll never be mispronouncing these words again. But I'm going to learn a second language.
Go for it.
I should do French.
You can look forward to a Spanish broadcast?
I don't know how fast I'll learn it. What do they say in the Rosetta Stone? How fast can I learn it with the Rosetta Stone?
Depends on how often you turn it on.
You think that's critical? So I'm going to pick up a second language. So I'm not too old to do that. I liked the challenge that it gave my brain constantly. So we're celebrating VE Day. We're celebrating Mother's Day. We're celebrating America. We're celebrating a beautiful, absolutely beautiful May Saturday morning here in the great state of Arizona. We're talking about foibles for your pets. We're talking about John Eisenhower coming in at 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking through trees, open hour, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hour. We'll be talking about cost for kitchen remodeling.
And we have one more Mother's Day prize to give away as well.
Oh, man, I almost forgot about that. Should we do that now?
Got time?
Well, it's a Mother's Day gift. You were in getting your hair done. And
Pluma Design by Hilda.
Hilda. And y'all struck up this conversation about giving something away for Mother's Day. So what is it now?
It's a cut and style with the Euphora products. Make your hair look wonderful. You'll feel like a new person.
Okay.
Hilda will make you feel extra special, and it's a nice, intimate little setting. It's my favorite place to go.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to reach back into last week's broadcast and pull up a couple sound bites of the German language, and we're going to compare one German word to the same word in Italian, French, and Spanish. And then we would just like you to call in. The number is 1-888. We'll clear all the lines right now, so all the lines will be open. 1-888-767-4348. If you can give us the English translation to this word, you'll be
Surprise.
The next winner.
Sorpresa.
Sorpresa.
Überraschung.
You know what?
I don't know why that tickles me so
much. I'm going to learn German just so I can give out our call number in German. What do you think 1-888-767-4348 sounds like in German?
I don't know. Our oldest daughter was there. Her husband is actually a foreign affairs officer for the United States Army, and they're stationed in Garmisch, Germany. Currently now, they're going to Tbilisi, Georgia, will be their next station. So we wanted to go see them while they were in Garmisch. And she says, Dad, their words are so long. Every German word is like the compound words. Like they really don't have a word for like, and she was just using this for an example. They don't have a word like ski boot, because we were going to go skiing one day. She says, it translates like shoe on your foot for when you ski downhill. it's like the word is, I don't know, it's like eight syllables long.
And it's very hard, the way it's hard pronunciation.
I don't know where Mike found all these language translations. It was incredible to me the couple times we were out dining, you would hear someone talking in the back, and it almost sounded an argumentative tone. And you turn around and they were like playing sucky face and smooching with each other. I thought, wow, okay.
Wouldn't fly at our house.
Man, it sounded very peculiar. All right, so you want to honor your mother? Oh, well, we're not going to get anybody to honor their mother right now because every single phone line is lit trying to win the cut and style at Pluma from Hilda at Scottsdale and Shea. And she has been doing your hair for about 3 years, and she has made a noticeable improvement in the quality of your hair. So congratulations to Hilda for all that she's doing for sweet Jennifer. And y'all just got on this conversation about getting this thing done. I mean, how did this all come about?
She's a nurturing person, loves women, you know, loves mom. She loves every stage of being a woman, just the mom thing, the grandma thing. And she just wanted to participate.
All right. Well, hey, when we get back, we'll announce the winner and cover the last few things of this hour while we get ready for John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree for the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.